Scholastic Audio presents Wolves of the Beyond, Shadow Wolf, by Catherine Lasky, read by Eric Davies. The darkest of the dark. It was the smell of grass, late summer grass, clover water, and bitterroot with a faint trace of ash. The vivid scents flowed through Phelan like a river, stirring lost memories. This is my pack, the pack of the Eastern Scree. This is my clan, the clan of the McDuncans. Each smell seemed to reassure Phelan that at last he was home. A pack wolf's scent varied slightly depending upon the season or what the wolf had eaten. But beneath these small differences was an elemental scent, the essence of them all. In his sleep, Phelan was wrapped safe and secure in a blanket of these familiar and longed-for smells. He was bound tight by the scent of the clan. And yet, Phelan was not in a pack den surrounded by the warm, moist breathing of slumbering wolves. He was alone. As a gnawwolf, he was banished to sleep on the edges of the pack's territory. He must find whatever shelter he could. The rest of the pack had divided itself between two roomy dens they had excavated the previous summer on the Crooked Back Ridge, far from Phelan. But their scent lingered. Phelan quivered. There were tiny cracks in his sleep through which horrors darker than this moonless night slid. The blackness suddenly was scored with flames. "Wake up! Wake up!" he shouted in his dream. But this was no dream.